It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. Welcome to another Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. We got Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards in the studio. We'll have Tyler Ottelman of the Rosen Express in the studio this morning as well. And before we begin visiting with Matt here, we want to congratulate the Montevideo American Legion baseball team. They are up in Ely for the State Legion Tournament. And they're playing in the championship game this afternoon at 2:30 against New London Spicer. How about that? Two local Legion teams playing for a state championship up in Ely today. Montevideo started out the tournament. They beat Esco. And then yesterday they beat Laverne 7-2 to play in the championship game today. So good luck to Coach Dak and the Montevideo Legion team today. And that turns our attention to playoff baseball today at Nelson Field in Dawson. They got four games over there, Matt.
Yep, yeah, four games over in Dawson today. You know, hopefully we have good weather and don't have to deal with any thunderstorms shaking things up. But, yeah, it should be a good day for four games over in Dawson.
And how about Montevideo and New London Spicer and American Legion Baseball, two local teams?
Yep, two local teams. Yeah, it's pretty exciting for them. It's a long ways to go up to Ely up north to place local teams, but I'm sure they're having fun. I'm sure it's a pretty cool atmosphere up there. Well, so I've never been there.
Oh, you've never been there. Been up there. Maybe that was Darby. I know the Madison Legion team went up to Ely a number of years ago.
Yep.
I think Darby was still in high school.
Yeah, I think they've been up there a few times to play, but nice, we never made it.
Nice historic, old-fashioned ballpark up there in Ely. So.
Yep, no, very cool.
All right. Let's talk Madison Mallard baseball. Matt, big game today for you guys.
Yep, yeah, big game today. You know, unfortunately, it's a loser's bracket game, a winner-go-home situation. And you guess another, unfortunately, that it's against the number one seed Morris. As you know, Morris, in a game that was delayed till Tuesday, took on Rosen, and Rosen was able to defeat them. So that set up our matchup today at 5 o'clock, and sounds like you're doing that one on the radio. So
I will be there.
Everyone will be able to listen if they're not able to attend.
That's right, and it's at Nelson Field in Dawson. Dawson hosting this weekend.
Yep, Dawson hosting this region or this weekend, and I think it's been a couple of years since they've hosted, but they've always done a good job as well. I'm sure they're ready for it. I'm sure the field's in good shape. So.
And they've made some great improvements to the field over the last few years.
Yep, great improvements. You know, a lot of the teams in our region, our Land of Ducks, have been working on their field. So good surface, and yeah, should be some exciting baseball games today.
And you guys hosted last weekend, but Mother Nature threw a wrench in there.
Yep, yeah, we hosted last weekend. It was hot. You know, it's going to be a little bit more bearable this weekend. But
Not in the press box.
Yeah, now the press box is nice, cool, about 65 degrees, I think.
I think but, Bart had 63 degrees.
63, there. Yeah, nice and cool. So. But, yeah, we hosted last weekend, hosted four games Saturday. We were able to get them all in as scheduled. And then, you know, our attention turned to Sunday. And all those winners ended up playing the top four seeds that were waiting. But, you know, the Dumont-Benson game, that got in about, you know, I think it got into the bottom of the first, and then we had a rain delay, and then it took about 2 hours to get the field ready. So our game on Saturday against Minnesota didn't actually get started until, you know, a little after four, I believe. And that's the game that we ended up dropping to Mineota 2-1. And then, unfortunately, when that third game started, you know, the rain came early again, or the storms, and we weren't able to finish those other two games, and they weren't able to finish Monday either because of the forecast, and those got pushed to Tuesday at both Ortonville and then in Dawson. So, you know, it was still a good turnout for us hosting the region tournament, but, you know, it's not how we had hoped. You know, we'd hoped we were hosting all the games, you know, and having concession stands and beverage sales and all that stuff. Yeah. But still, you know, the field was in good shape. It just wasn't in good enough shape after the rainfall.
Well, that was a pretty good downpour a couple times.
Yep, good downpours, and then we had water sitting in the outfield again. Yep. So, yeah, just running out of places for it to go.
But, you know, basically the Madison field drains pretty good,
though. Yeah, historically it has. So it's just odd that we've ran into the issues this year. And earlier this year, there was a plug tile line that caused some issues. And, you know, this time there was some water standing in left field as well. So I don't know if there's just other issues that we need to dig into, or if it's just, yeah, the water just running out of places to go and has to have time to catch up.
All right, let's talk talk about the game.
Yep, yeah, so facing Mineota, that was a team that we had to face with basically 1 week left in the regular season. We ended up beating them 7-4 during the regular season, but, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game for us, the four seed versus the five seed on Sunday. You know, you always want to win and stay in the winner's bracket, but, you know, unfortunately, like I said before, we did lose that game by a score of 2-1. You know, we had Brandon Bornhorst on the mound. He worked all nine innings again. Gave up two runs. Only one was earned, but, you know, Mineota did a good job, you know, jumping on Borney. I think they ended up with 11 hits and had two walks. So, you know, they had 13 guys get on base, whereas us, you know, we only had five hits and a hit batter and a couple walks. So, you know, basically a 13-8 situation on base runners without guys getting on in air. So it just made it for a tough day when we were facing a tough pitcher. But, you know, Mineota, they were able to, you know, scratch a run across in the first inning with some base hits. And then they added another one in the second following an error, a hit, and another error. So, you know, that was where that unearned run came across. And, you know, Mineota just did a good job getting base runners on all day. I don't think that we had a perfect inning on defensively or pitching. I think they're able to get one, two guys on every inning. But, you know, after that third inning, our defense settled in pretty good and played, you know, really strong defense and was able to hold us in. Brandon Bornhorst settled in, and, you know, we were able to get runners on two in the fourth inning, sixth, seventh. I think we got runners on in those innings to second base. It's just we weren't able to get the big hit and push a run across early. You know, it wasn't until the ninth inning where we started to make more of a threat, where, you know, we had a hit batter, Matt Inger, launched a double with two outs. And, you know, Evan Kells, he got served three straight balls, 3-0 count. You know, we thought we were going to get, you know, more runners on, potential chance to tie the game or win it. But, you know, their pitcher was able to settle in, get Evan out, and I guess that ended the ball game. So it was an exciting ninth inning. Other than, I guess, for that the pretty quick-paced game. But, yeah, we fell by a score to 2-1. And, again, you know, Mineota had out-hit us 11 hits to 5, and it just made it tough to overcome.
Yep, they got a pretty good team, don't they?
Yep, yeah, they've been consistent this year. A little bit of a drop-off from the previous years. They're missing a few guys that had retired. But, you know, we were facing their number one pitcher, Ryan Dowd, that we had drafted last year when we went to state. And, yeah, he was very solid. I think we struck out 12 times, you know, so it was a rough go at start, but, you know, we were able to battle a little bit better later in the game, but, yeah, it just wasn't enough to tie it up or take the lead ever at any point. So
okay.
Mineota held on for the win, and I guess that sent us to where we're at today with that winner-go-home game this afternoon with Morris.
Elimination game.
Yep, so elimination game, yep.
Did you run through all the stats there?
Yep, I covered some of the pitching stats, but, you know, we were limited on our hits. We had five hits. Nobody had multiple hits in the game, but Landon Sherm had a hit. Carter Amlin, Blake Wolfsager, Dylan Lilliard, and then Matt Inger had that hit, and that was our lone extra base hit. So, you know, not a lot of activity. You know, towards the end of the season when we were on a roll, we were, you know, getting a lot of hits, drawing a lot of walks. But, you know, it's with the pitcher that we were facing, he was right around the zone, and, you know, we weren't able to capitalize or really muster anything against him.
All right. Well, let's preview that Morris Eagle game this afternoon. What time does it start again?
Yep. So the game with Morris tonight or this afternoon starts at 5 o'clock. You know, and it's an approximate time. You know, it's we're pretty aggressive with 2.5 hours between games, but the games are scheduled to start with Rosen and Mineota at noon. Clinton and Dumont at 2:30, and then Morris and Madison at 5. So
okay.
It could fall behind, but yeah, it should be right around that 5 time frame. And you know, we had ended the season facing Morris. You know, they're the number one team in Atlanta Ducks. They didn't lose at all during the regular season. Just a very tough team. And yeah, we were up in that game 3-2 going into the ninth inning when they hit a home run to lead out the ninth to tie it, and then they ended up pushing a run across in the 10th, and then we weren't able to score in the bottom. So it was a close game to end the regular season for us, you know, and it's a must win for both us. You know, if the loser, you know, it's going to be, you know, a state tournament team from last year is going to be eliminated already. So, you know, it's unfortunate for both teams, but anyone can beat anyone at any given time, and you got to show up and you got to play, and you know, hopefully we do that today.
Morris went to the state with the Mallards last year?
Yeah, okay. No, it was Morris, Madison, and then Clinton, because we sent three teams from the region. So, but yeah, this year we're only sending two, and I think the state first entry will be determined at the noon game tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, just got good luck to the rest of the teams that are in the winner's bracket, and you know, hopefully we can keep playing. But you know, if we beat Morris today, it'll be another tough matchup tomorrow at 2:30 over in Dawson again, as we'll be facing either Clinton or Dumont. So the loser of that game is who we would face. So, you know, one of the top teams of the Atlanta Ducks in both games. So, but we look forward to the battle, and you know, hopefully it works out in our favor.
All right. Well, I'll see you over in Dawson later this afternoon, Matt, and good luck against the Morris Eagles. You know, Rosen pulled off the upset, and you guys didn't do the same.
Yep, yeah, Rosen, that was just a heck of a game. They got out to that lead early and were able to hold on, and you know, they show that it can be done. You know, so I mean, we beat Morris a few times in the past few years, but it's still not often. We know it's going to be a tough game, but we know they're beatable, and you know, hopefully we come out and pitch well and hit well and push some runs across early and can, you know, make Morris have to work to get back in it. So
I think you mentioned this earlier, but I think during the regular season, Morris went undefeated in the Atlanta Ducks.
Yep, they were undefeated in the Atlanta Ducks. I don't think they lost their first game until they were playing in a Jordan tournament. So I think they were playing like some Class A and B teams. So, okay. Yeah, it was a very quality win for Morris, and you'll talk more with Tyler about that today. They're really excited, and, yeah, they had come from behind to get to the Morris game against Chicago. Two fun games for them last week, and, yeah, they hope to keep it moving this weekend.
All right. Well, I'll be on the air around 5 o'clock, let's say, give or take an hour, right?
Yep, give or take an hour,
no
I would say.
No forecast.
Rain, hopefully. Okay. You know, I think they say chance of thunderstorms like every day for like the next 2 years, it seems like. But, yeah, hopefully everything stays good today and we can get all the games in this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards and Tyler Ottleman's in the studio. And we're going to talk about that fantastic upset win, Rosen over Morris, here right after these words from our sponsors.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. Since 1994, the Country Butcher in Dawson has offered a variety of retail meats, sausages, jerky, and snack sticks. For over 20 years, they've served farmers and customers with custom meat processing for beef, hogs, lamb, and venison. They look forward to serving you with all your butchering and meat needs into the future. Country Butcher, right downtown Dawson, owned and operated by Kip Stender. Stop in, check out the specials, or give them a call for information at 320-769-2238. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information, or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Join me this afternoon from Nelson Field in Dawson for Region 3C Amateur Baseball Playoffs. It's the Madison Mallards taking on the Morris Eagles. 5 o'clock, first pitch right here on Q92. That's the Mallards and the Eagles in playoff baseball right here on Q92.
Get ready. The largest free fair in western Minnesota is back. The Stevens County Fair, August 5th through the 10th in Morris. Due to doctor's orders, Easton Corbin won't be able to perform Friday night, but the show will go on. Catch Emerson Drive with special guest Hunter Girl live Friday night on the Insurance Partners, Inc. stage. Sponsored in part by KJ Country 96.5, Viking Garage Door, and Inga Bretson's Disposal. Free gate, free parking, free grounds acts. Details at StevensCountyFair.org.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota, showing Friday, August 1st through Monday, August 4th in Theater Number 1. It's Fantastic Four, rated PG-13. That's Fantastic Four in Theater 1. Two, Bad Guys 2, animated fun. Bad Guys 2, rated PG. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show here on this Saturday morning. Big day of baseball over in Dawson. There will be four games played. Matt just mentioned that. And, of course, the Montevideo American Legion team, they're up in Ely, and they'll play for a state championship, a state American Legion baseball championship this afternoon at 2:30 against New London Spicer. So, good luck to the Monte Legion team. All right, we're going to Chosen Express Baseball, and for the first time ever, manager Tyler Ottoman's in the studio. We usually do this over the phone, Tyler.
Good morning. Yeah, nice to be in here.
Yeah, first time visiting Q92 Studios, huh?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I've never been here. I've been by here many a times, but I've never been in here before.
Well, welcome. So I'm glad it's kind of a historic moment. Well, you've got a big game to talk about later, huh?
Yeah, we started it off. We had two games this weekend. Coming in as the ninth seed, we had a first play Chicago in Madison. We were the night game, kind of getting things going here. We played Chicago, and then we got off to a little bit of a slow start. We scored one run, Chicago did, in the bottom of the first inning, kind of a walk, and then they had a bloop single, and then nothing happened until the third inning. We're in the third inning, their leadoff hitter hit a double, and then Chandler Erickson had an RBI single, so Rosen was down to 2-0, and then in the bottom of the fifth inning, Chicago scored two more runs, so Rosen was down 4-0. Rosen had their chances. We left a total of 12 guys on base, but we were getting hits, we were getting walks, just couldn't execute anything. But finally, in the top of the sixth inning, with two outs, Chicago had an error when Rosen had two guys on to score two runs. And finally, in the bottom of the top of the ninth inning, the excitement happened, I would say, where Devin Boots led off with a single, then Connor Ohm flew out. Landon Weber and Mike Shakey both got hit by pitches, so with one out and the bases loaded, Drew Boots came up to bat and got a fielder's choice with a score run. So at this point, we're down by one run, and Nate Strong came up to bat, struck out, or I should say, yeah, that was the second out of the inning. And then Kane Mortensen with two outs on the game on the line, or the season on the line, had an RBI single to tie the game. So a lot of exciting game, you know. So finally there, yeah, we finally came through and we scored the tying run there. And then the bottom of the ninth, there was 1-2-3. Tenth inning, I should say the top of the ninth, Mike Shakey got hurt. So new shortstop came in. And a younger kid had the jitters, had a couple errors. But Christian Canton, the veteran pitcher, the ace of our team, came through, got another ground ball. Right back to the shortstop, he came up big and got a double play. But then, yeah, in the top of the 11th inning, Drew Boots got out. But then, yeah, Nate Strong with a single. And then Davis Patzer got on with an error. And Preston Kraft, the veteran of our team, leads us in RBIs. He came through with a base knock and gave us the lead to 5-4. And then in the bottom of the 11th inning, Christian Canton struck out the side to win the game. So that was a back and forth, up and down game, and Rosen prevailed there 5-4.
Wow!
So
exciting win for you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The last three games we played Chicago. The last two games we played Chicago, they both went extra innings.
Oh, gee.
And the last three we played them, they've been 5-4 games. So
wow.
We're pretty even with Chicago. I would say they're a good ball club, and they don't make many mistakes.
That's right. Well, that kept you in the winner's bracket, right?
Yep. With that, we moved on to Sunday, but double elimination was the main thing. So got out of the first round with single elimination, so that was as a younger ball club.
And you came in seated ninth, I believe, right?
Yes. Yep. Okay. We were ninth and playing the eighth seed. So back-to-back years, we were the ninth seed and playing Chicago the eighth seed. Okay. So,
all right. Anything else on that game? Or?
I can go through the stats here. Hitting-wise, maybe I'll go with pitching. Pitching-wise, Christian Canton went all 11 innings. He gave up six hits, four runs, which two of them were earned. He walked three and struck out 10. And then on the hitting side, Nate Strong and Devin Boots both led us in hits with two apiece. Drew Boots with a hit. Preston Kraft with a hit. And just a few other guys, I guess, with walks. Like Landon Weber, he had two walks. And Davis Patzer with a walk. But, I mean, those both, Landon and Davis, they both got done playing ball up in Minnewaska. And unfortunate what happened there at the end. But, yeah, I guess.
They played two games that day then.
Yep, yeah. Landon Weber had a good one where he said, he goes, well, Drew Boots, he caught all 17 innings on the 4th of July. He goes, I think I wound up with playing 18 innings. He goes, up in Minnewaska and Madison. So
there you go.
Yeah,
he's a good catcher, too. Isn't
very,
he?
Yeah. Very solid catcher. I mean, he's he handles our pitching staff very well. He listens very well.
Yep.
Just a good around ball player and loves to be there. So
good. All right. So good win for the Rosen Express there. And it keeps you moving on here in the Region 3C tournament.
Yes. So next we were taking on Morris, but with rain and rain events, our game had to be moved from Madison to Ortonville
a couple times.
Yeah, supposed to play there Monday, then got rained out again with the talk about derechos and high winds and rain. So we got moved up to Ortonville, which is a Rosen person that's just as good as Madison.
It's
so
like
it's right in the middle. Yeah, it's right in the middle. We're half our team's from Ortonville, the other half's from Madison. Oh. So it worked out pretty well.
Good. And then Morris made the trip over to Ortonville, too, then.
Yep.
Now, let's set this up, because this is amazing. This is fun to talk about. But Morris is the number one seed in the tournament. You're the number nine seed.
Yep.
And they hadn't lost to a Lando Ducks team all season long, right?
Correct, yes. And coming into it, yeah, we were the underdogs. And, I mean,
I would say.
Morris, I mean, they score a lot of runs, and we knew that, which it was one of those things where we don't want to try to keep pace with their scoring runs, but yet we could somehow try to limit it. But, yeah, Morris, they were, I believe, the number one team in the league in scoring runs. And I believe they were top three in runs given up. So it's one of those things where you've got to play a pretty flawless game defensively and pitch just good enough and then get enough. You have to keep getting hits, but yet you don't want to do a track meet with them. So,
Is it fair to say this is probably one of the bigger upsets in the region tournament in many years?
I would say so.
Lando Ducks League.
One of the things I told the guys beforehand, Rosen has done this, especially against Morris. 2012, I was a part of the team when we went to regions. We upset them up in Dumont. And then in Rosen in 2015, I believe, was the year. Rosen was the eight seed. Morris was the one seed. Oh. Kyle Sachs, he threw the whole game. He gave up 18 hits, and we still won the game. So I said, it's
18 hits.
It's happened before, guys, but, you know, it's not doom and gloom. I go, it's just you got to keep chipping away.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that exciting win over Morris on Tuesday night, right?
Yep. Okay. So how the game kind of started, we had Kane Mortensen on the mound throwing for us. And Bob in the first inning gave up two runs, and team they had hits, and they got a couple there in the bottom of the first, and then the top of the second, Rosen came out. The top of the first, we had a couple hits there, we had our chances, but just couldn't get that key hit. But top of the second, Rosen exploded for four runs there, and kind of put the pressure on them. Morris did respond in the bottom of the second, scoring one. So at that point, Rosen was up 4-3. Kaden Mortensen really came in strong in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, putting up zeros. He stranded a right walk. Morris is a good hitting team. They have speed. But he walked the right guys that could do damage. And maybe they're not, I would say, fleet of foot. So it kind of slowed them down the base paths, which helped us out. So Kaden came up strong. And then the top of the seventh, Davis Patzer got us going. He led us off with a double, big double, and we got four more runs. At that point, it was 8-3. In the seventh inning, Caden's kind of his command was getting a little offset. I mean, he's thrown quite a few, or he hasn't thrown as many innings as we like to. Some things earlier in the season was sick and wasn't around. So his legs kind of got a little tired, so we pulled him and went to Devin Boots. With Devin throwing, he's kind of the same situation. Maybe he didn't throw as many innings, but he came up big. Rosen gave up there in the seventh inning, three more runs. So at the time it was 8-6. And in the eighth inning and ninth inning, Devin Boots came up big and got us out of the game, getting the save there. So it was big explosions. But like we say, we didn't want to go on a track meet with Morris because we knew we weren't going to keep up with them. Yeah. So it was a fun, exciting game, back and forth, high intensity. Rosen showed up. We had I'm not sure how many fans, but it was pretty full from behind the plate the first baseline. Yes, I mean, that's what I would say. I don't want to maybe a preposterous statement, but I think Rosen's probably one of the top three teams in the league that draw fans. I mean, we have a very good community and really good following, and it helped us out on Tuesday night there. So, okay.
What was that final score again?
The final score was Rosen 8, Morris 6.
Okay. Stats on that game then?
Yeah, Kaden, I would go pitching-wise. Kaden Mortensen started the game, getting the win. He went 6 innings, giving up 6 hits and 6 runs. He walked 5, and he had 5 strikeouts. And Devin Boots came in relief. He went 3 innings, giving up 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Okay. And then on the hitting side, Davis Patzer, he came, he led us in hits with 4 hits on the day. Drew Boots, he had 3 hits with 2 RBI. Then we had Devin Boots with 3 hits and 1 RBI. And Connor Ohm, he had 3 hits and an RBI. Also, Nate Strong had 2 hits and 2 RBI. And the other ones is Preston Kraft with a hit and Christian Canton. So on the day, we had Rosen had 17 hits on the day, and we left 10 guys on base. So, I mean, we had a lot of guys on base, a lot of traffic. I mean, that was kind of one of the things. We put a lot of pressure on them and came out with a big win on the day. So with that win, we play now today at noon in Dawson against Mineota.
What did you do against Mineota during the regular season, you remember?
Yes, I do. That's how we let off the year. And
down there?
Down in Mineota, I should say. Unfortunately, we kind of joked with the other kind of coach that we have on the team, Damian Plotsky, that no lead is safe. We don't put our foot off the gas pedal, we learn, until we're up at least by 13 runs. Rosen had a lead, and if I'm not mistaken, we gave up. It was 12 runs.
This is the season opener then?
Yeah, okay. Yes, it was.
Okay.
So
wow.
Rosen was up 12-1, and we end up losing the game 13-12.
No.
So that was one of the heartbreakers we had there. I mean, we were up big and kind of Christian Ken started the game, and he went great five innings, but you could tell his legs were gone. And then we had two other pitchers come in there and just couldn't stop the bleeding. And it was just one of those games where we had the lead, and we kind of took the foot off the pedal. And yep. by the wow. time we realized that we couldn't get it going, so it was unfortunate. But
let's hope that don't repeat itself
today. Right. Like I told him, hey, it's a good learning experience. You don't take your foot off. We have a young team. We figured out our average age of the our average team overall is 23, but starting lineup is 22. So, I mean, we have a few young guys. I mean, I just said Connor Ohm. He just got his driver's license.
Oh, really?
Day, so, yeah.
He's contributing.
16-year-old kid. I mean, he doesn't look like a 16-year-old. I mean, he looks like he's been in the league for a while. And
does he play for an Ortonville high school team?
Yes, he does. He just finished his freshman year in Ortonville. So,
yeah, let's go. Just go down your roster. We got a few minutes here, and talk about who's playing well for the Rosen Express.
Yeah, I mean, a couple guys that we have are really playing well. I mean, both sides of the ball. You can kind of go through the outfield. Drew Boots and his brother Devin Boots. Both are 20 and 22 years old. Devin Boots has really kind of seemed like he's taken off here recently. He told me just the other day, he goes, it seems like the every ball is, he goes, looks like a beach ball to me. And he's always had the talent, but yeah, it just always seems to, just hasn't got that key hit and always hits the ball well. But yeah, I think this year he's leading us in hitting at 370. Hitting it well. Drew Boots, his brother. He's happy because he's beating his brother. Drew Boots has always been the better hitter, but he's still hitting 310. But he's our leadoff hitter, plays good outfield. Both of them do. Devin does a little pitching for us. Davis Patzer, just graduated from Lacaparo. Yep.
He's going to go on to play college baseball at Ridgewater, I think.
Yep. He's going down to Ridgewater. He was pretty excited there. I'm pretty excited he's going to continue playing baseball, athletics there. And I don't mind Ridgewater. I graduated from Ridgewater myself. So.
Okay. Did you play baseball up there?
Oh, I did not. But my brother did, and a buddy of ours, Travis Rademacher and Preston Kraft. All played baseball for Ridgewater. Okay. So
good program up there.
Yes. Another guy or a couple other guys are playing well. Connor Ohm, he's really hitting the cover off the ball for us for 16 years or just turning 16. I mean, like I said, being that young, he looks experienced. He played in the Morris Babe Ruth leagues. He did the traveling leagues up there. He's done the Kingery camp or the Kingery SWAT team. Mm-hmm. And he's been down to Kansas City, Arizona. He plays a lot of ball in the fall and in the wintertime. Preston Kraft, he's been on the team, seems like forever. Seems like he's almost been on the team longer than I have, even though I'm older. But he's playing well. And Kane Mortensen, he's been in the middle of our lineup for a couple years now. And it seems like he hasn't got the like to. But, yeah, he's really come up big here recent. And Nate Strong, he's been towards the top of order, middle of our lineup, middle of our infield, and he doesn't strike out often, but he always puts the ball in play and hits it hard. So Landon Weber, he's on he's our catcher this year. He's when he's not playing Legion ball or high school ball, he's behind the plate and very, very good defensive catcher. He puts the ball in play Very good catcher. He still has a lot of upside, but I think he's just getting his feet wet in the Llano Ducks and kind of realizing he belongs here. And so Christian Canton and Evan Ingesmo are a couple other guys. Peyton Rademacher, he's graduated last year, went to the state team, played right field for the most part. He's made leaps and bounds from a freshman till now, defensively, understanding the game. Can't be more and even putting the ball in play. I mean, he's come a long ways. I'm proud of him. We have I'm trying to draw a blank now. Kind of put me on a little bit of a spot, but I should pull up my roster here quick. And
while you're doing that, you got a bat girl. You should mention.
The bat girl is my daughter Tenley Ottleman.
How old is she?
She is just 8 years old.
Okay, she's loving it. I bet.
Yes, it's I have to laugh. In her, she plays. She goes to school in Milbank, and she's softball team over there. Oh. And one of her friends, he plays for Ortonville, Justin Downs, and they're out there talking to each other, talking about turning double plays. They're getting upset with certain of their girls that maybe don't follow baseball as much about, hey, you got to throw this base, you got to be doing this, and we got to get the lead runner. We can't just throw the first every time. So it's kind of funny how this the maturation and
being around you guys,
right, just figuring things out, that the intensity she gets. So it's quite funny to watch that.
That's pretty cool. I mean, she's really learning a lot from you guys in the dugout.
Yes, listens to us. I mean, a lot of the guys talk baseball when they come back in the dugout and what they should have done. So she, you know, like they say, kids listen, and she listens quite a bit. That's so it's great. Pretty funny there.
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Other guys on our team is Connor Moan. He's a younger kid. He's a freshman. Kind of pinch runs mainly for us, but you can kind of see from the beginning of the year till now, he's really starting to figure things out, how to run the bases, what head up mainly. We have a Jay Sigler and a Liam MacArthur, both from Canby. Liam was the other catcher when Weber was gone. He's done a really nice job. Jay Sigler, he's going to be a senior in Canby. Big kid, can hit the ball hard when he puts the bat on the ball. Mike Shakey is also on the team. He's kind of the heart and soul. He kind of brings the energy, you can say, easily.
And again, we've talked about this many times, but he went 17 innings, right?
Yes, he did. 17 innings.
Pitched 17 innings straight.
So
that's crazy.
He's a gamer for sure. Yep. If you know him, and he's
how
got
old is he?
He's 27 years old. Okay. So he just got married here, actually, the week after the 17-inning game. So, and
speaking of, oh, go ahead.
And then the last guy, last but not least, Jacob Motz. He helps me out quite a bit on or off the field and on the field. He always seems to put the ball in play and he's kind of the fan favorite, I would have to say.
Okay. Speaking of getting married, Tyler, I'm teasing now, but if you play town ball, who schedules their wedding during town ball playoffs?
I know it won't be me.
Well, we know someone that did, right?
Somebody's actually today, Christian Canton. He's marrying my cousin, Catherine Knutson.
Okay. They're getting married today.
Yes, they are. Luckily,
will he be in his Rosen baseball uniform up at the altar then?
Well, his brother said that maybe they should put it on Zoom about the baseball game. That way Catherine knows how Christian's doing at the baseball field. But I don't think that would have went over real well. Okay. So, they're getting married over in Milan today. And luckily, the way it worked out that with us winning, at least for me, I can attend the wedding, I guess, after the game. So
okay, the wedding's after the game.
Yep.
Will Christian be playing baseball?
No.
Okay.
Well, he guaranteed me that he'll be ready to go Sunday, no matter what.
All right. Awesome. Well, you could have the wedding at Nelson Field in Dawson, too.
I've heard people getting married in Madison, so why not?
Right.
I know Bornhorst. Yep. Yes. So.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to them.
So. Yes. Congratulations.
And he's marrying your cousin, huh?
Yes. Okay. Yep, my first cousin. So.
Okay. Well, you got a full day today, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Coming into the studio for the first time to do Coach's Show, and now an important baseball game with Mineota, and then a wedding.
Yep.
And then hairball tonight at the Chippewa County Fair.
See, why not?
Why not? All right, well, anything else? You got Mineota today, and it's at noon start, right?
Yep, correct.
And the winner of that game does what?
The winner of that plays
Sunday
at noon, and the chance to go to state on the line. So
wow, two games away you are.
Yes. So
that's pretty cool.
Win the first one, that's the main thing. Then after that, you're only one game away.
And as you mentioned, Mineota's a quality team.
They are.
Austin Bicey, the manager of the Mud Hens, they call themselves. They got some good ball players.
They're a good group of guys. They have some good pitching. They've always been able to hit since they've been in the league here, and they're always a tough out. So, main thing, got to can't take them lightly and keep the ball rolling here.
All right. Good. Best of luck this afternoon, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Paul.
We need to do this more during the baseball culture show. You can bring your kids with you. Bring your back girl with you. I'd love to talk to her.
Next time.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Tyler.
Thank you.
Tyler Ottoman of the Rosen Express will take a break and come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Are you or any of your loved ones impacted by hearing loss? Do you have ideas on how the state can improve access to language, education, healthcare, employment, and more? We want your ideas. Visit mn.gov/deaf-commission to take the survey. Paid for by the Minnesota Commission of the Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
little GTO.
Come on over to the Swift County Fair in Appleton for the 2025 Car Show. Sunday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Swift County Fairgrounds in Appleton. There will be live music with the Front Fenders. Free admission to the fair for car show entries. That's the car show at the Swift County Fair, Sunday, August 17th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come on over and enjoy the car show. Get ready for big fun at the Swift County Fair, August 13th through the 17th in Appleton. Free entertainment every day. Enjoy live music, the classic Rib Fest, shiny chrome at the car show, and wild action at the Demo Derby. Bring the whole family for rides, food, animals, and more, all packed into 5 days of fair fun. Don't miss the Swift County Fair, August 13th to the 17th, where memories are made. For details, visit swiftcountyfair.org.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
Maintaining the life of your vehicle is one appointment away at Heartland Motor Company. Regular maintenance is critical to keeping your car, truck, or SUV's engine running smooth. Heartland Motor Company offers a full-service service division with certified technicians that are obsessed with ensuring the longevity and the safety of your vehicle. Check out our promotional service offers and book your appointment online, because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet. Visit heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join me this afternoon from Nelson Field in Dawson for Region 3C Amateur Baseball Playoffs. It's the Madison Mallards taking on the Morris Eagles. 5 o'clock, first pitch right here on Q92. That's the Mallards and the Eagles in playoff baseball right here on Q92. Hairball is coming to the Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo Saturday, August 2nd. That's right, Hairball, Saturday, August 2nd, 9 p.m., and it's free with admission at the gate. Hicktown Mafia will kick things off at 8 o'clock, then taking the stage around 9, Hairball. Hairball at the Chippewa County Fair. Hairball sponsored by Kibble Equipment. That's Saturday, August 2nd, 9 p.m. at the Chippewa County Fair. See you there. That's right, Hairball tonight at the Chippewa County Fair around 9 o'clock. All you have to do is pay the gate admission today to get into the fair, and you get the concert free. How about that, Hicktown Mafia before and after Hairball tonight at the Chippewa County Fair? And we have a booth set up, the Q92 booth, in the office garden center area. Stop by, say hi, and register for some many prizes. And, of course, tomorrow, the last day of the Chippewa County Fair. All right, big day of baseball in our Q92 listening area. Actually, Montevideo Legion team, they are playing for a state championship this afternoon up in Ely. They're going to take on New London Spicer, two local teams there playing for the State American Legion Division II state championship at 2:30. That is broadcast on NSPN-TV. Yeah, it's a small subscription for that. And today, of course, over in Dawson, Dawson is hosting the Region 3C tournament at noon today. Winner's bracket, Rosen will take on the Mineota Mudhens at 2:30. Clinton will play Dumont, 5 o'clock game. These are estimated times now. Madison will take on Morris. You'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92 later this afternoon. And then Cottonwood taking on Benson in the last game there in Dawson today around 7:30. So a big day of baseball in our area. And we'll wrap up the Madison American Legion baseball season. They lost a heartbreaker last Saturday up in Glenwood. And we'll wrap up that season with Coach Caden Fernalls next Saturday on the Baseball Coaches Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a great day today. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
If you're considering a career in healthcare, consider Madison Healthcare Services. Right now, they're looking for a maintenance technician, RN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, LPN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, resident assistant, HHA, medical lab technician with a $9,000 sign-on bonus. They're looking for an activity assistant. They need a registered nurse at the hospital with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, and assistants are needed. $5,000 sign-on bonus with certification assistance available. Madison Healthcare Services believes high-quality patient care begins with their staff. They're looking for you. Madison Healthcare Services is an equal opportunity provider and employer. Contact Human Resources with questions at 320-598-7551. Stop in person at 900 2nd Avenue in Madison. Online, go to mhsmn.org, click on Careers.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your